This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's tourism office wants to fill ski towns with international visitors now that COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted. Director Tim Wolf says last year the office focused on in-state visitors. Now they're trying to attract travelers from Mexico, Europe, and Canada.
We're marketing domestically and we're marketing internationally. So the whole dynamic is going to change on how that's going to work in the mountain areas.
Vaccinated foreign travelers will be able to enter the U.S. starting next month. A Denver restaurant is in the national spotlight. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
The latest New York Times list of the 50 best restaurants in the U.S. included Denver's own Kamal Heritage Food Incubator in Globeville. The business at Rhino's Taxi Campus serves food, but it's also an entrepreneurial incubator. Women from Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa can learn the ins and outs of business while also earning money. The Times article immediately brought a spike in customers after the list was published earlier this week. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
Drought conditions are getting worse in Colorado. More than half the state is in what's considered moderate drought. It's worst on the western slope, and there are spots of extreme drought on the eastern plains. A quick hit of wet weather this week is mostly over. It turns sunny again, and things are getting warmer for the weekend. In Denver this morning, 41 degrees. Colorado Springs at 40. Grand Junction, 36. Highs will be in the 50s this afternoon along the Front Range and in the west. Mountain highs in the 30s, and not quite as chilly in the mountains tomorrow. This is CPR News.